Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. This is the first Sunday of Lent, a season marked often by what we give up, by our calls to repentance, by ashes and the rending of clothes. But this Lent is starting out a little different. This is what greeted us this morning as I pulled up to the church. Yes, it's true, that is a pink teddy bear with sparkles stuck in the tree outside of the church. It is the Honolulu equivalent of a rainbow. I use that example as a way to say that we never know exactly what we will find as we enter into Lent. And Lord knows that's true. In the gospel lesson for today, Jesus is baptized in the Jordan, something that most of us would have considered to have been unexpected. After all, John the Baptist was there to baptize people for the repentance of sins. One of the problems that has plagued theologians forever is, why then was Jesus baptized? Because, at least according to some parts of our theological tradition, Jesus is without sin. But he surprises us. He too submits to water and word and spirit. Perhaps not because he himself needed it, but because we need him. That in water and word and spirit, something unexpected happens. And on that morning, it was unexpected. As John is baptizing Jesus in the Jordan, just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart. It's a beautiful word in Greek. It means literally to rend in half. The heavens are rent in half, opened up, and the Spirit descends. We will see that verb again at the end of Jesus' life on the cross. As he dies and he gives up himself, the temple curtain is rent in half. In Jesus' baptism, something unexpected begins for God's people. In a way, as I thought about this, I thought about Mark's beautiful imagery in this text. That rending open of the heavens, almost as if God is being poured out on us. Like an unexpected rainstorm, bringing life where death reigns. Now, in all fairness, we don't always find those rainstorms to be convenient, and I think the same is true also in Lent and in our lives. As a matter of fact, I was trying to work on a wood project out in the open for one month. And honestly, every single time I was ready to put the varnish on, I would say a little prayer. Please, Lord, this is not the day to rend open the heavens. And then that wonderful old phrase that we've heard a million times, and God laughed and rent open the heavens again. Sometimes our relationship with God can feel like that. Maybe that's the genesis for wanting to give up things in Lent, because it gives us an excuse to kind of be a little annoyed with God for 5 weeks. Whether we think we're giving up chocolate, or as one of my friends did, gave up French fries, except on Sunday, on the way home, at McDonald's, because every Sunday is Easter. Maybe we just want to be a little annoyed with God through Lent, or maybe it's a sign of how our relationship with God truly is. It turns out it's not all sunshine and rainbows. God makes a covenant with us. It's talked about in our first lesson for today, that covenant with Noah. And in that covenant, God puts the sign up in the sky to remind us that never again will God destroy us by water. But it's so important to remember that that covenant is not about anything other than a relationship. It is fruitless to forget what happens before the rainbow. Terrible, terrible things. It's too easy for us to look at the goal, to look at this beautiful sign of God's love and forget the brokenness that precedes it. Maybe the value of this Lenten season is that it draws us more deeply into our relationship with God by helping to remind us that yes, we are forgiven, that the covenant is for us, that the rainbow is a sign of God's love, but it happens in the midst of terrible pain and brokenness, unsurety, inconvenience, even horror. That's the power of God's promise. God's promise reminds us that even in the midst of all that we are going through and have gone through, that God not only remains, but God remains faithful to the promise, I will be your God, and you will be my people. So what do we do with that? Does it really matter anymore? As one of my confirmation students said the other night, is it at all relevant anymore? Maybe not. Or maybe so. With all that we continue to go through now, not only with COVID, but with world hunger, growing wars and political unrest, somehow or another, we need more than empty promises and symbols of surfacey hope. It turns out it's not enough to put a pink bear in the tree and pretend that everything is okay, even if you put sparkles on it. What's needed, what's called for in this Lenten season, is that in the midst of our brokenness, we are able to name who and whose we are. And that in doing so, we have an integrity and a hope that is born of the one who chooses to keep God's promises. I know, as a matter of my faith and my joy, that I will break every promise. I am simply made that way. I will try my best, but my brokenness will get the most of me. And I also know, as a matter of my faith and my joy, that God will keep God's promises. To love and hold and continually transform me into a new person. And in that I find strength in this Lenten season for kindness and courage, hope, and joy. So when I look up and I see that rainbow in the sky, which here in Hawaii, I have to say, happens more often than I think any place else, I know it is not an empty promise. It is not a sign of sanguine hopefulness and joy. It is a sign that God continues to be with us in everything. And so in this Lent, we begin our journey together, not only to fall again in love with God, but to find a deeper way to love one another. Amen. Our worship continues this morning with our hymn of the day, Who Throughout These 40 Days.